You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is the Rockwired Mixtape Radio Show with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, we feature an exclusive interview with Richard Sergiovanni, creator of the forthcoming cartoon series, The Grimps, as well as new music from the likes of Blue Movie, Indigenous, X Factor, and a whole lot more, so stay where you are. The Rockwired Mixtape Radio Show is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the second edition of the Rockwired Mixtape Radio Show. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and holy Miss Moly, we got ourselves a live one. No, seriously, we do. Can't believe I said it like that, but we got our first ever guest, kind of a pre-recorded guest. It's a podcast. What do you expect? He is a fellow by the name of Richard Sergiovanni and the creator of a forthcoming cartoon series called The Grimps. And let me tell you that a cartoon rock band is a first here at Rockwired. Sure, you got Josie and the Pussycats in there. I'm sure there were a few other cartoon bands, but The Grimps is something different. Something that will do for rock and roll appreciation what something like that video game Guitar Hero did for guitar playing. I had a fantastic talk with Richard Sergiovanni on the inspiration behind the project, and you'll be able to hear that in just a few minutes. You can also view some of the stills from that forthcoming cartoon right here at rockwire.com. Just look on down the page and you'll see them, and it's, you know, it looks well animated and the music from it's great from what I've heard, and can't wait for it to see the light of day. And you can, you know, watch the stills as you kick back and listen to some of the exciting music that's been coming Rockwired's way. Up first is a band originally hailing from Michigan, but they've toured the country in support of their fantastic new release, and here they are. This is the band Waylon with their take on the Bob Seger classic, Fire Down Below.
Street lights blinging on the night.
That was X Factor One with Bring It On, and they were Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month about a couple months ago. And for those that can't keep away from our awesome website, there is just 1 week left to cast your vote for our next Artist of the Month. You can only vote once, so you better make that vote count. All you gotta do is scroll to the bottom of the page and click where it says Cast My Ballot. As promised, we're highlighting animator Richard Sergiovanni and his forthcoming rock and roll cartoon, The Grimps. A couple of days ago, I had a chance to talk with Richard about the inspiration behind this ambitious project, and here's how the interview went.
Well, I mean, this the Grimps. This is the I'm looking through the whole write-up for this thing, and you've got some names attached to it. It's an ambitious little project that you've got going. Talk about what inspired it.
I started this from its original conception of almost about 3 years ago, and I have been a musician for many years, and I have been a cartoonist and a creative person in the advertising business, and I've developed lots of cartoons for freelance magazines and advertisements, and as I say, I played in bands for years, doing the clubs and all of that. And about 3 years ago, I was anxious to start another project. I just love for myself when I get to an opportunity to develop something, and I started to think about what are the things that I want to do and what do I love to do, and I wanted to do something for kids, and I wanted it cartoon related. And then I just started to think about developing an idea that I can combine music, especially rock and roll music, which is, you know, my first love in music. It gets my blood boiling, and I just come alive with it, along with the cartoons. And from there, I started to, you know, formulate ideas and decided to work on this project that's, you know, now known and called The Grimps. And I wanted to do a little bit more of just doing a cartoon about a rock band, because that kind of has been done before and really hasn't been done well. And I didn't want it to just be about a rock band, so I decided to, aiming it towards children, that I needed to have, you know, that magical and mystery and mystical slant, and started to develop what I called the backstory of it, and, which I'd be glad to tell you about, and, started to develop this project to where it is at the moment.
And just give us an idea of the gist of the whole, you know, the whole setting. Give us, you know, talk about sure. who the Grimps are, where they come from. Talk about sure. all that.
Well, the show is going to take place in modern time, but the backstory is that these the four musicians of the Grimps and their friend Magic Alex lived actually 500 years ago, like the time of the 1500s, like. Picture the Robin Hood days, and they were minstrels, and they walked around with their mandolins, and they played from town to town, and they were, for that period and that time, local celebrities, and people loved them, and everyone loved their music, and they loved them. But there was the king's wizard, who was an evil wizard named Spectre, was very jealous of their celebrity, and he was the type of person and wizard that no one could be better than him. So he decided and devised this idea to get rid of them, so he would then once again become number one in the king's eyes and to the people, and curse them into what I ended up coming up with the name with, little Grimps, these ugly little monsters like trolls, you know, very, very short in stature, pointy ears, hairy, very, very grotesque, but of course in cartoon world they're very cute. But the idea was to banish them so no one would ever see them again. And they were, and they were banished, and they hid in the forest from society and only was aware of what was going on around them, but never to surface again for 500 years, until their friend, who is also a wizard, came up with a reverse spell, which he worked on for years and years, and finally found it, but only temporary. So he can turn them back to humans, but only from sunset to sunrise, and they come back in today's world and resurface as this pop rock band called The Grimps. But we have this, you know, dual life that we play with in our storylines. They have the trials and tribulations of keeping the secret and hiding in the daytime and playing music in the nighttime. And for 500 years, they became the most extraordinary musicians in the world. So by the time they resurfaced in today's times, they were unbelievable. And they saw music change. They saw it go from, you know, Beethoven to Elvis to the Beatles up to Nirvana and so forth. So they were there for everything. And that's kind of the gist of the storyline.
To find out more about the Grimps, check out their official website, www.thegrimps.com, or check out their official page on Facebook. The links to both of those sites are available at the bottom of this page. You can also download the uninterrupted interview with Richard at a link provided on this page as well. But you'd be denying yourself the chance to hear some great music, like this next song. Here are the Grimps with their kick-ass theme song.
Winston Mac. Emerson Mooney, clap your hands, everybody sing. Winston Mac, Emerson Mooney, clap your hands, everybody shout. We're the Grimps, we're the band, playing where we can. We're the Grimps, we're the band, playing one night stands. Come along and sing our song.
You're listening to the Rockwired Mixtape Radio Show, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month. This is she and their new EP, Nobody Is Okay. Armed to the teeth with an effervescent yet gritty sound, This Is She will find their way into your heart and onto your MP3 player with songs such as the thumping title track, Brace Yourself, and Grown Up. Nobody Is Okay, the new EP from This Is She, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out the band at thisisshe.com. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to the Rockwired Mixtape Radio Show, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the Rockwired Mixtape Radio Show, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and alongside some great music, we've got an amazing interview with animator Richard Sergiovanni, who has created the forthcoming rock and roll cartoon, The Grimps, which tells the story of a rock quartet who are monsters by day and rock stars by night. Here's what Richard Sergiovanni had to say about his creation in an interview we did just a few days ago.
Talk about each... I'm sorry, it's so weird talking about a two-dimensional rock band, but... And I don't mean that. I don't mean that negatively.
No. Well, you know, so you want me to talk about the band, but I want to tell you that one of the ideas that really got me excited when I was developing this, and which is one of my goals, and I know we're going to achieve it, was that I remembered when I was developing this, thinking about the TV show The Monkees from the 1960s, and basically what that was, that concept was just basically to be a spoof on the Beatles and really the popularity of Beatlemania at the time. So they developed this TV show, and they got these actors in. It was intended on being nothing more than a TV show to go off on the popularity of Beatlemania. But what they did was they found the most unbelievable songwriters, unknowns at the time, like Neil Diamond and Carole King and Paul Simon and others like that, and they actually had huge hit records, and the band took a life of its own as a musical entity. So this is kind of part of what, and I'll talk about that later, part of what I'm trying to do with the Grimps, to actually really present them to the public as a legitimate rock and roll band.
Let me see. And talk about each of them. I mean, four is a nice round number for a cartoon band, so tell me who each of them is.
we have Winston, who's kind of like the leader, guitar and vocals. He's kind of like the rebel rouser of the group. He's the witty one. He's the sarcastic one. He's the real artiste of the group. And then we have Mac, who is the very melodic songwriter of the group, incredible musician playing many, many instruments. And then we have Emerson, who is keyboards and guitars and vocals, and he is, the deep, intense, sarcastic, and kind of quiet one. And then we have Mooney, also known as Moon the Loon, who is the wild and crazy drummer, crazy rock and roll drummer, loose cannon, the other guys have to always, like, you know, watch out for him because anything could happen with him at a moment's notice. Kind of a cliche to rock and roll drummers, but he takes on the attributes of, people like Keith Moon and some of the other wild antics that came out of, rock and roll. So those are the four main, and then there's their friend and wizard, Magic Alex, who is continually in the storyline trying to find a permanent spell to turn them back into humans from going forward, and also poses as their manager, and he's kind of like their father figure and go-to guy. So those are the five main ones besides all the other characters that we have going to be in the show.
I see, and I also hear that you've got some names of people already interested in doing voiceover work. You got Peter Noon, and you got Mickey Dolenz, and Todd Rundgren. So talk about how this was presented to them.
Well, yeah, this in the development stage of me, designing the characters and thinking about the personalities and the storylines, I came up with the idea that I thought that it would be very cool if I can get a lot of, rock icons from the past, and my intention is also some contemporary ones too, to be voiceovers of some of the characters, or if nothing else, a constant introduction of these different people coming in and out to be, special guests of voices and all of that. Because my intention with this is initially aimed towards children, but I really believe I'm going to get the parents and the grandparents, because the grandparents now, and we're all getting old, the grandparents are the ones that were, born on classic rock. So the kids might not know who these people are, but I believe that tying in names from the past or that were their idols will get the attention of especially the grandparents, and we'll tie it in together. So because of the internet, it's a lot of these people are more accessible than I ever imagined, and I started to search them out, and one at a time I would, and sent them a note on what I was doing, and many people did not respond to me, but many did. And as you mentioned, a couple of names, and we had Peter Noon and Mickey Dolenz and Todd Rundgren and Keith Emerson from Emerson, Lake and Palmer. One of the Rolling Stones, as I can't mention his name right now because I'm not allowed to ask this yet. and several other people contacted me and said, Richard, I really like this idea, if you get into production with this thing, we're on board. We'd love to do voices. We'd like to be able to get involved, with the music in any way you want. And so it just started to go from there. So when I realized that I was able to reach some of them, and that the idea kind of worked, and with more than one person, I just kept pursuing it. And I have many, many, many of these people from 60s, 70s, and 80s that are kind of like, they're not really waiting for me, but they are very interested in the project when I get a little further on with it. So that was a very, very, a compliment to the project, and a thrill for me, because a lot of these people, just listening to and watching them on stage for years.
And do you have anyone cast for Spectar? Because I'd love to do it. Come on, this is my entree. I've never done voiceover work like that before.
You have a great voice. You do have a great voice. And you have that devilish laugh, so I think that we could work you in.
Oh, well, thank you so much. My mom will be pleased. Everyone wanted me to do voiceover work on a cartoon of some kind.
Right.
This would be...
That was the goal of every mom, to have their son be voiceover.
Well, my mom's weird.
Check out the Grimps at their official website, www.thegrimps.com, or their page on Facebook. Links to both sites are available on this page. To download the uninterrupted interview, just click the link at the bottom of the page. Up next is some music from the band Rashai. Here they are with He's Trying to Save Me.
I tried to make you see I love me. I'm tired of running. How did I succeed in showing the worst in me? Guidelines, a mouth that's running free. How I've mistaken. I'm holding strong to carry on. He's trying to save me. I'm open and buried. My darkest secret is time. It's so sick to hide. I've thrown it back, cause it seems like I am wasted. Over and over, you decided to let me go. Before I knew, before I shaken you. Foolish mind, he's trying to save me. I'm open and bare. It's time, it's so sick to hide the way I fall into a world of carry. He's trying to save me. I'm open and buried. My darkest secret is time. It's so sick to hide the way I fall into a world.
We're thinking about it, and if we're caught, trouble, trouble, trouble with a capital T. Trouble, 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 that's you, that's me. We're thinking about it, and if we're caught, you say you could love me, don't even know me, and I only know one thing about you, I'd have to be the one to get used to not being the one in trouble. Trouble, trouble, trouble with a capital T. Trouble, 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 that's you, that's me. And if we're not, we're thinking about it. And if we're caught, could this be so possible? So many girls in the world named Trouble. They seem to understand our needs. They know we long to be always in trouble. Trouble. Trouble.
took so long for us to realize we're not half as good as those we criticize. Everything we've done for number one. How could you fall for a man like me? How could I fall for a girl like you? Is it 'cause we're lonely? Is it 'cause we're led to be crazy? Is it 'cause we see something no one else can see? They see us coming, they say, you know, here comes nothing but real trouble, trouble, trouble with a capital T. We're thinking about it, and if we're caught,
that was We Are the Last Men on Earth with Trouble. And we're continuing our interview with Richard Sergiovanni, an animator and creator of the forthcoming cartoon The Grimps, a project that is already attracting the attention of some rock and roll luminaries. Here's what Richard had to say about that.
There's so many cartoons out there right now. You know, you got a whole network full of them.
Yep.
And how do you, how do you think this one will stand out? I mean...
Well, I do think it will stand out because I think that we're going to attract the children with some very, very lovable characters, fun characters, positive storylines. We can incorporate what I call contemporary rock and roll music that I think is going to go across the board. I think the parents and the grandparents are going to see this as a fun and entertaining show that they all could sit down and watch together. It's going to be humorous. It's not going to be preachy, but it's going to be humorous. And I think there's going to be something for everyone. A lot of the animation, especially going on these days, the past 10, 15 years, different than what cartoons originally started out to be for children, have been really more slanted towards the adult ever since the popularity of The Simpsons. And great shows. I mean, The Simpsons, Family Guy, all of that, but it went more towards, you know, older, except for shows like SpongeBob, and of course Nickelodeon has a slew of their own shows and things like that, but I truly think that this one is going to stand out for being a type of unique concept. The response that we've been getting, just from what I've been doing, you know, all around the world, even just like on Facebook, has been kind of universal, of people really, really finding it interesting at this level. Wait till it comes alive and we add the music and we, bring them to life and they're starting to talk and all of that. I think everyone's going to enjoy it.
And who are you working with in terms of the music?
Oh, well, yeah. That was kind of in my search with when I started to talk to some of these rock stars. Very interesting enough, I had the opportunity to sit with two very prominent record producers. One of the things, of course, would have been, you know, well, who's going to produce the music of this thing and develop the sound? Because I have a definite idea of the direction I want to go with the music. And I was able to sit with Jack Douglas, who, if people don't recognize him by name, is a Grammy Award-winning producer who produced most of the Aerosmith albums, just actually has produced the most recent one that just came out, the first studio album in several years. Worked with Cheap Trick, Double Fantasy with John Lennon, and it's endless on his resume. And I sat with Jack, and he is like all gung-ho about producing and helped me develop the sound of the Grimps in the studio. And we'll be finding songwriters and songs, and we'll be putting a session band together, and be looking for singing voices for the continuity of the records. It's going to be real, real exciting. One of the other fun things that we're planning on doing is after we've built the session band, whoever they might be, is that each song will have some type of featured artist as a guest appearance, like as if he was doing a session with the Grim. So, you know, it could be anyone from, Steven Tyler to, somebody from the Foo Fighters or something like that, because every episode is going to feature a new original song. So to have the opportunity to work with a guy like Jack Douglas, who has worked with the best of the best out there, is truly exciting for me, and I'm just looking forward to getting, into the studio and getting started working with him.
Check out the Grimps at their official website, www.thegrimps.com, or their official page on Facebook. Links to both sites are available on this page. And to download the uninterrupted interview, just click the link at the bottom of the page. We'll be back with more from Richard Sergiovanni following a commercial break, but first some music. Here is Tweed Funk with Fine Wine.
You know she's one of a kind. I love her soul from her head down to her feet. After all these years, she still makes it beat, yeah. My baby's fine, fine like a fine wine.
Tastes so sweet.
You're listening to the Rockwired Mixtape Radio Show, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month. This is she and their new EP, Nobody Is Okay. Armed to the teeth with an effervescent yet gritty sound, This Is She will find their way into your heart and onto your MP3 player with songs such as the thumping title track, Brace Yourself, and Grown Up. Nobody Is Okay, the new EP from This Is She, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out the band at thisisshe.com. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to the Rockwired Mixtape Radio Show, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the Rockwired Mixtape Radio Show, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and alongside some great music, we've gotten to know an amazing animator named Richard Sergiovanni, who has created the forthcoming rock and roll cartoon, The Grimps. We here at Rockwired wish him all the best, and anything that can reel youngsters into the joys of rock and roll works for me. Up next is the last few minutes of our conversation.
Talk about your music background. How did music start for you?
For me? I guess I got hooked on rock and roll music as a kid with the Beatles, and then just followed through all of the music that came after that, after the British invasion and through the 70s, like Zeppelin and all of that. I started playing drums at the age of 14. By the time I was 16, I started to play in rock bands, local rock bands. Now, I'm from Queens, New York. It was interesting enough, I had the opportunity as in my teens and in my early 20s when I was playing the club circuit in New York on clubs you might have heard of that are long gone, like CBGB's or Max's Kansas City.
Right.
Was playing on the circuit with Bon Jovi and Madonna and Cyndi Lauper, and it was towards the end of the punk era, and I was in a melodic rock and roll band playing amongst, you know, the craziness of punk rock and Sid Vicious in 1979, but was able to cross paths with some of those other people that I just mentioned, who of course went on to do what everybody knows. But my love for music just started for many, many years, and it's just, you know, just one of those passions. I still play, you know, I'm intending on getting back into it in a bigger way with this project.
Let me see, are you going to be writing any songs for this project, or is that in someone else's hands?
I'm going to be involved in the process, but I really think that I want to be looking at several different songwriters and talk to Jack Douglas about that, and we're going to make the he'll be very, very helpful in trying to find songs. We kind of know what we're looking for. We want to give a lot of people the opportunity to submit to us, and we'll be looking for, you know, just the right thing, and we want to develop the sound. So I really won't be involved in the songwriting process, but I'll be involved in certain parts of it, because one of the things that we might be doing is we might be writing the episodes with a theme and then trying to get a song written to fit that theme, and so I'll be involved in different ways like that.
Sounds like you're going to be pretty much the Don Kirshner of the project.
Well, I'll leave the expertise up to a guy like Jack or whoever else might produce, but I definitely have a vision of where I want it to go, so I'm looking forward to it.
As an animator, talk about the process that goes into all. I mean, how long does it take to do, I don't know, like a 30-minute show? I mean, I can only imagine, but, you know, what's your process?
A 30-minute show is about 21 minutes, because they cut the commercials in.
Right.
The process, I have never been involved in the process of, like, banging them out one after another, but it's really, you know, once the show goes into, it goes into a writing mode, then it's storyboarded, and then basic character illustrations, and then it goes into the animation process. You know, one episode probably takes, you know, about a month or so. So, in most cases, any of these TV shows that you see, they're probably almost working almost a year out from when they're going to go and put the show on the air, because by the time the first episode starts for the season, pretty much most of the season is already in the can going, but because they planned it out so far in advance. But that's not an average. It depends on where it's going to be done. Today it's being done, a lot of it's being done overseas. Parts of it is being done in California and then sent overseas, like to Korea or to China. And it all depends. It all depends on the studio you work with, because we would have to work with a production studio, and we're not quite there yet of knowing who that might be. So, but on an average, I would say about a month or so.
And what's your hope for the project? What do you hope people take away from it?
Well, I hope the kids are entertained. I hope we can make them laugh. I hope we can make them smile with the music. I believe that I would be delighted if we can actually get some hit records for this cartoon band, and that people of all ages will like. And I just hope that we can, you know, get a smile on their face and entertain people and maybe make a difference in their day for just a little while.
Check out the Grimps at their official website, www.thegrimps.com, or their official page on Facebook. Links to both sites are available on this page. And to download the uninterrupted interview, just click the link at the bottom of the page. Up next is some music from an amazing artist named Tora. Here she is with Nothing.
I was a little girl, thought I knew everything about the world, but I knew nothing. Ever since I had learned to walk, seems I've been running to your arms, but it don't mean nothing. No, I didn't know it was nothing. No, I didn't know it was nothing. kiss and fight. We will wrap our toes up close at night. Did it still mean nothing? Oh, I didn't know it was nothing. We'll be alright.
That was Motto Nanji of Indigenous with Everywhere I Go, an amazing guitar player and one that is featured in our current edition of Rockwired magazine in our section on 25 guitarists you've got to know. Another one of those guitarists is a fellow named Tony Paris, who plays lead for the New York City band Blue Movie. Just recently, the band released their own comic book at Comic-Con in New York, and Rockwired made it into the first issue. Never been in a comic book before, so I thank you guys a lot. Here is Blue Movie with Sowing Shadows. Thank you. That's going to do it for this edition of the Rockwired Mixtape Radio Show. A special thanks goes out to Richard Sergiovanni for his time, and we wish him all the best. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. The Rockwired Mixtape Radio Show is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Oh, every night time I feel